Welcome back, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. We're having a great time at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference, and I am here with NK Kranda, who just killed it with her presentation. It was really amazing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, you did a presentation regarding the links between trauma and experiences. How did you come to that conclusion that there was these profound connections?
With the people I interview, that when I do their presentations, it's something that I always talk about, whether or not they've had a near-death experience or whether they've ever gotten hurt or something happened to them when they were little. And it's just it's something that came up over and over and over again. And so I decided to hunt that down further and contact Mr. Jim Denning and really start studying the brain. And that's when I found out that trauma actually does physically realign your neural pathways. And maybe that's what the activation event is that leads to experiencing.
That's really interesting. Now, but you don't just work with contactees and people who have experienced abductions. You work with paranormal activity and all.
Almost all of my experiencers are multi-phenomena experiencers. So I've done religious miracles, I've done the paranormal, I've done near-death experiences, abductees, conductees, contactees, cryptids, angels. You know, it's really important to listen to all those things, because I do think that there are threads that keep them together.
Now, do you find that once people start working through some of these things that they end up seeing the experience as positive later on? I've had a lot of contactees tell me that eventually they see their experiences that were initially kind of scary and negative as positive in the end.
Definitely. And one of the questions that I asked during an interview, it's usually one of my last ones, is if you could make all of this stop today, just it's done, would you? And they say no, because they want to help people. And in a way, it has enriched their life. And it's shown them a way to, you know, that there is more, that there's more education, there's more people. I'm not as alone as I thought I felt. And I find that to be amazing, because I've met some people that have really been through it. And they still say no. They don't want it to stop.
I'm really glad you're doing this thing. Even more people like you to be talking with experiencers on this kind of personal, easygoing level. You know, I think that you would make people feel really comfortable about their experiences when talking to them.
Yeah. The UFO field right now is very imbalanced, where you go from having an experiencer to either being shoved in a convention hall or signing papers to be interviewed on the Travel Channel. And I just think there needs to be a more gentle transition than, you know, hey, let's go get you hypnotized so you can remember everything right now, all of it.
Right,
so
yeah.
Just definitely having a listening ear, kindness, validation, just making people feel less alone, because they're not alone. There's way more experiencers than we think there are.
Right, yeah. Just look at where we're at now. There's so many like-minded people, contactees, experiencers, same thing last year. Now, something I really loved in your presentation, you highlighted children and the strange things that they just come out and say, and how it's could be linked to some of their unusual paranormal experiences. Could you give just a couple examples of those strange things that kids say? I thought they were pretty funny.
Oh yeah, some of them are funny and some of them are spooky.
Yeah, some of them are terrifying.
But yeah, 0 to 6, whatever our source is in the universe. So 0 to 6 is a very special time, because they have not yet been conditioned that, you know, monsters aren't real, these things aren't real, you shouldn't be seeing these things. So a couple of them, one of the creepier ones that I've heard was, don't worry, Dad, once you fall asleep, I won't let the shadow people bother you. Another one.
You mentioned one said they wake up with a nosebleed and see flashing lights.
Another boy said, you know, sometimes my window gets real bright at night and then I wake up and there's blood in my nose and on my pillow.
Wow.
He said it very nonchalantly, and I'm like, wow, that's terrifying. And he's just like, Legos.
Yeah, I'm sure the kids handle it much much better than even some adults, right, with these experiences.
Definitely, because their mind still has that elasticity of, you know, they're not set in their ways, they're not set in their life path. So when these paranormal type things happen to them, they roll with the punches really good. Kids are very resilient as long as they have a good support system.
And you also talked about why people don't come out with these experiences, which is pretty understandable, you know, especially if it's something off the wall like a strange contact experience. But after, say, the past couple of years with all this UFO kind of talk in the mainstream media, have you found people being more open to it and easier to come to you?
I have seen an increase in experiencers ever since, you know, the disclosure and the black triangles and things like that. But then again, I'm a very private, confidential person. So I still don't think that they're quite ready to have it be mainstream and kind of put it out there, you know. Maybe they'll just say like, oh, I'm really into UFOs, but it can still be very difficult to broach that subject of being a contactee or an abductee. And I completely understand. It's just that stigma, that mental health stigma is still very high.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm working to try and get through that, that, you know, just because something weird happened to you, it doesn't make you weird.
That's definitely correct. Now, you also said that you work with the military at times.
I do.
Could you tell us what anything that you do with them?
So I've worked with the military. I work with veterans. I work with disabled vets. I also train PTSD support dogs for veterans. And a lot of them have really amazing stories. Do you want an exclusive? Do you want an exclusive military story?
Military story.
So there was one where they were up against a great big mountain. And you know FLIR, where it's the forward infrared looking camera. So you could see three or four figures up on this mountain with swords through FLIR. You could not see them with the naked eye. And they said the orders were very strange. They didn't tell us to shoot them. They didn't tell us to combat them in any way. They're like, just watch them. So they watched them all night. And when the sun came up, the figures just slowly disappeared. And unfortunately, very close to that time, a team of theirs had gotten just massacred. And there were a couple of beheadings. And he told me that he thought that it was absolutely related. I don't know if it's related, but, you know, the Dijin culture there and that they're the protectors and that they live in the holes. And that one was intense.
That's very intense. That's interesting.
Yeah. They have a lot of great stories.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to hear some more of those stories. We're going to have you do a full interview one time and get some more out of you. Now, you also talked about I want to go back to the age range of children as they grow up and the amount of experiences that they're having, you know, at an early age, of course, you said that they're closer to source or universe. So they're having more experiences. And then as they grow older and just life and BS happens, it just fades away, right?
Definitely. So 0 to 6, they're very, very active for reasons I've already explained.
Right.
And then when I work with children, I especially have to warn the parents about puberty. Because especially if that kid has sensitivities, you know, maybe they were especially empathic when they were a kid or they had a lot of experiences. Maybe it's the stress, maybe it's the hormones of going through puberty, but that stuff just explodes. And if you have a good support system and if you're preparing your kid, you know, this is how you manage your stress. This is how you meditate. You're going to be okay. You know, this is just stuff that's happening. You're not weird. You're going to be all right. It's a lot. So I've warned a lot of parents about going through puberty, and a couple of the kids I've been working with over these years are about to enter puberty. So I know that there's definitely going to be a lot of panicked phone calls at night.
Wow. And you also said how once you reach the final stages of life, you start to pick up with this activity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
65 and over are one of my favorite bunches. They just don't care anymore. You know, they're going to die anyway. Who cares about this top secret stuff? And they're able to put down a lot of that social stigma, social responsibility, and they just really want to tell what happened. So that's one of my favorite things to do. And unfortunately, those three groups, you know, the 0 to 6, the 12 to 15, and 65 and over, MUFON taught me to disregard their testimony. And I'm really glad that I didn't listen and that I ran off and did my own thing, because they're my favorite groups.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Now, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on this whole disclosure thing, the mainstream media coming out and talking about UFOs, our government saying, oh, now it's all of a sudden it's okay to talk about it. But then the other day they're backpedaling. It's all very odd to me. I don't even know why they would be now making it, you know, available in the media, all these classified information, and we're supposed to have more information dumped soon. Why do you think this is?
Why? I don't know. Honestly, I'm just here for the people. Between UFOlogy and the politics and disclosure, you know, when it does come out, I'll believe it. When I see it, it's just something that I think a lot of people get really caught up in it, and I understand why, that, you know, people have lost their lives, they've lost their jobs, they've lost their livelihood being told that this isn't real and you're wrong. I've even visited the Cash Landrum site in Texas where the women and the son pulled up and there were all the black helicopters around for military helicopters. And there was the craft there and they ended up suffering pretty bad health injuries, mental health injuries. And the government denied up and down. There were never any helicopters there. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why disclosure is so important to some people to finally get that validation and know they're not crazy. And yes, the government is doing all these things. And yes, these things are being withheld from us. I'm just here for the people. I try to support them the best I can. And I take it one day at a time.
That's really great. Now, I noticed even last year, this was a more kind of nuts and bolts based presentations. We had a little bit on the consciousness level, a little bit on the spirituality, but it seems like this year they really brought together a lot of different fields, paranormal, spirituality, consciousness, and put them together. And I think that's what we need in the future moving forward to figure out what this phenomenon is to bring all these people from different groups together.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's the only way we're going to do this.
The only way we're going to do it is if we start researching, you know, that interdimensional Bigfoot.
That's right.
That gets abducted, you know. No, I'm in all seriousness, once you start broadening your horizons and start reading about other things, you know, like reading about Mount Shasta and how that's connected to missing 411 and people going missing and how that's connected to Bigfoot and how evil spirits and demons in Native American land are connected to that, it's really fun for me to follow the common threads and learn everything and explore and have all of those multi-phenomena experiencers, you know, because there are researchers out there where they're like, oh, well, I only deal with contactees. I only deal with the paranormal. And I'm like, why? Do all of it. It's great.
Yep. It's all definitely connected.
Yeah.
Well, NK, thank you so much for sitting down and talking to me today. If people are interested in your services, how can they contact you?
I'm on Facebook under NK Kranda, or you can send me an email at preserveyourexperience@gmail.com. I am a mom. Be patient with me, but I do have time for you, and I would love to hear their stories or answer their questions.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Awesome presentation. Enjoy the rest of your time here.
Honor yourself because you survived.
That's right. And you guys, we still got a day left. If you want to come out and catch a few presentations, definitely do so. Be well worth it. So until next time, have an excellent day.